From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Friday, January 27th. Coming up, we'll preview the first concert of the year for the Chamber Orchestra Sinfonia da Camera. Ian Hobson joins me to discuss the program that includes works from Beethoven and Dvorak, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A state government task force is recommending Illinois lawmakers create ways for people serving long prison terms to get resentenced. Shannon Heffernan explains.
Over the years, there have been big criminal justice reforms that have led to fewer people going to prison. But a lot of those changes only affect people who are convicted of crimes now, not people who are already incarcerated. So, for example, people with long sentences from the 80s or 90s are stuck, even though public sentiment around mass incarceration has shifted. The Resentencing Task Force recommends that lawmakers in Illinois should find ways those people can have their sentences reexamined, especially people who were young at the time of their crime. The task force was created by state legislators and includes lawmakers, victim advocates, retired judges, and criminal justice reformers.
I'm Shannon Heffernan.
The Natural Land Institute is filing another federal lawsuit against the Chicago-Rockford International Airport. The airport's planned expansion includes building a road through Belle Bowl Prairie. But the prairie is home to the endangered rusty-patched bumblebee. Robbie Telfer is with the Save Belle Bowl Prairie campaign. He says the bumblebee is just one of many species who rely on the area.
I feel like this is the line in the sand where we have to say, no, all of these places are so special, these remnants, that they have to be protected at all costs. These bees, these 42 species of bees, will not just show up anywhere else.
The new lawsuit from the Land Institute claims the airport is violating the Endangered Species Act. A previous federal lawsuit was dismissed in August. A proposed wind farm for northern Piatt County is generating some controversy. But as Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports, it's not the first time a wind farm has been considered in the county.
Apex Clean Energy wants to build up to 60 large wind turbines on land leased from farmers in northern Piatt County. Carrie Nussbaum is the county's zoning officer. She says a similar project was in the works 10 years ago.
The application was approved, but the wind farm was never built. The tax credits went away about that time, and they never built the wind farm.
Opponents have raised concerns about the appearance of the turbines and their impact on the environment. A letter from Brian McDowell of Monticello was among those read into the record during this week's zoning meeting.
I oppose proposed wind energy development based on the destruction of prime farmland and politically risky taxpayer support.
The zoning board hopes to wrap up its work and make a recommendation on the wind farm project next week. The Piatt County Board will have the final say. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini women's basketball team lost at home last night to Purdue, 62-52. Illinois trailed by 10 points at halftime and cut the deficit to 5 in the fourth quarter before the Boilermakers responded. Illinois head coach Shauna Green says her team has become the hunted since entering the AP Top 25 rankings earlier this month.
And people come in here and really want to beat us. And if we don't show up energized and ready to play, anyone in this league can beat you. And that's what we have to come to that, you know, we have to understand that.
The 22nd-ranked Illini were led by Makaira Cook's 24 points. Illinois is now 16-5 overall and 6-4 in the Big Ten. They'll host Michigan State on Sunday at 5 p.m. Still to come, a preview of tomorrow night's concert from Sinfonia da Camera at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
This week on the Atomic Age Cocktail Party, we're feeling the cool vibes. We're spotlighting some of the great vibraphone players of the hi-fi era, as well as those modern lounge players who are keeping the vibes tradition going. We'll hear from the likes of Lionel Hampton, Milk Jackson, Cal Jader, Vibes on Velvet, and more. I'm your host, Jason Croft. Tune in Friday nights at 9 and Saturday nights at 11 on WILL FM 90.9 and on demand at will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Sinfonia da Camera, the chamber orchestra in residence at the University of Illinois, holds its first concert of the year tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. The program will feature two popular 19th century works, Beethoven's Symphony No. 6 in F major, known as the Pastoral Symphony, and the Dvorak Cello Concerto. I spoke with Sinfonia's music director and conductor, Ian Hobson, about tomorrow night's concert, starting with why the Dvorak Cello Concerto is considered the best concerto ever written for the instrument.
I give a great honor to this concerto by putting it in the second half. Usually when you have a symphony, you put that in the second half and the concerto with the soloist in the first half. But this is different. It's a very symphonic work. It's the first time that we have done Dvořák's cello concerto with Sinfonia. And I'm delighted to say that we have as a soloist Ko Iwasaki, who's my great friend for many, many years. He used to teach here before the Sinfonia was formed. Actually, he taught here from, I think, 80 to 83, something like that. We've played a lot of chamber music together here, there, and everywhere in Japan and all over the world. And he's got a fabulous cello, which is a great thing, Stradivarius. Mm-hmm. And a very expensive bow, which he's just acquired. So I think we're in for quite the treat with this piece.
Tell us a little bit more about the piece itself. You know, it's as you said, it's kind of unique in the concerto the way it's written. Something I saw in the notes as well is that although Dvořák composed it here in America, it really doesn't have a lot of the same folk melodies that much of his music that he composed here
does. It's not American folk melodies for sure. It's definitely some Slavic melodies, and Brahms was particularly taken with this piece, and it might have been one of the things that compelled him to compose his own double concerto for violin and cello late in his life. But the writing is so extraordinary, and the harmonic language is so powerful. That's really what's going on here. The slow movement is a kind of lament, and the cello writing is often very high, which is good for balance, but the orchestration is quite transparent, and that's, I think, one of the main reasons why it's held its place so long. Because, you know, so many people write very thick orchestrations, and then cellos or guitars or even pianos have to force their way through, but that's not the case with this piece.
And you mentioned it's paired with Beethoven's Symphony No. 6 in F major, known as the Pastoral Symphony. And something I saw in the notes that I thought was very interesting. There's a handwritten note from the first performance of this on one of the violin parts. And it said, quote, "Recollection of life in the country, more an expression of feeling than a depiction." Do you feel like that's a good summary of the work?
I do. From the moment, the onset of the piece in the first movement, it's a piece in five movements, and each have titles about various aspects of country life. From the very onset, you feel this feeling. There's the drones. There's the, you know, the fifth, which is always associated with the countryside. In Beethoven's Pastoral Sonata for piano is full of those fifths. And so you just feel that it's bucolic. You feel like you're in the countryside. You know, you might see a cow or a sheep somewhere, a little copse, and it's just feelings. Now there are some depictions of the woodpecker and the cuckoo and so on, Those are real, and you can see them a mile away. But the rest of the time is mainly atmosphere, and the third movement is a scherzo, and it's really jolly. That's in the title, you know. It's just jolly peasants enjoying themselves, you know, in the fields. We'll be right back.
That's Ian Hobson, music director and conductor of Sinfonia da Camera. Hear them in concert tomorrow night at 7:30 inside Fullinger Great Hall at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of flurries or drizzle and a high of 40 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Shannon Heffernan, Katie O'Connell, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.